Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, and welcome to the November 2014 Laura Ingalls Wilder update. If you're unfamiliar with this part of our series of Trundlebed Tales podcast, it's where I try and keep everybody up to date on what's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom that month. So before we do anything else, let's do a little housekeeping. And if anybody, well, for this episode, you most likely won't want to call in. But just so you know, anytime we have a live episode scheduled, you can call in to ask a question or to just listen through your phone at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253. Or toll-free, 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And for this show, since it's so short, I usually don't open the chat room, but normally I have a chat room open during episodes. Everybody is more than welcome to participate. It does help if you have a Blog Talk ID and password, which you probably want to set up before the episode, but you can also chat in just if you have any of the normal social media things. They have an option for you to sign in that way too. And I think that's all of our housekeeping for tonight. So there's a lot going on this month, and so I guess I better get right to it. The first thing I always like to mention is any presentations that I have in a particular month. And actually, this Saturday, I'm going to be at the Estherville Public Library in Estherville, Iowa. I'm going to be doing my General Laura program, which is Laura Ingalls Wilder in 1931, whether she should work on writing her books or not. And that's going to be November 8th, 2014 at 10:30 a.m. Then I'm going to have a program at the Jessup Public Library in Jessup Wednesday, November 19th at 1:30 p.m. And just since it's a little hard to get there, a little bit hard to do it right at the beginning of the month, the first weekend in December, it's got several events. It's got a Mansfield event, a Malone event, I think the Pepin events that weekend too. And personally, I'm going to be at the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site doing a program there. So there'll be a lot going on that first weekend in December, and I'm going to try and do the update early next month so that everybody will kind of get a heads up about where we are. Now, before we run into anything else, I do want to take a minute and run through just briefly the end dates for the season. It took me a little longer than I wanted to get the information from everybody, but we are going now. And I went ahead and put all the information that each site gave me, even though some of these are past when the dates now, because they tend to be annual. So it may not do you much good for this year, but it'll give you an idea for other years. So Pepin closed October 15th, but opens basically for the weekends to the end of October. They will reopen for Hometown Days, which is the Pepin event. Yep, and it's December 6th, so it is that first weekend. Independence also closed at the end of October for the year, and they normally have their event schedule up pretty soon for 2015. They don't have it up yet. And they aren't going to be doing a Christmas shopping from their gift shop again this year, but they are doing a special fundraiser, and there's a link to that on my list or my blog. They are looking to raise $3,500 to cover unmet expenses and have projects thought up that could certainly use more. So that if you're looking for a place to donate to, I think if we want to keep Little House in the Prairie going, that would be a great place to donate money right now. The Walnut Grove Museum is sort of in two parts. They have the actual museum grounds closed for the season November 1st, but the gift shop and visitor center remains open during November and December, and then they keep on sort of a reduced schedule up to April 2015, 2015 this year, when they will open up fully again. Burr Oak is closed October 19th, but they start their reduced hours as early as September, and in October they reduce them again. So if you're going to plan a fall trip to Burr Oak, be sure you watch and see what their hours are. DeSmet, the Memorial Society of Banal Year, they have reduced hours during the fall-winter season. And something different this year, they are going to be closed all the way through December 22nd to January 1st. Now, previously, they did open up for a few days between December and New Year, or between Christmas and New Year's. They're not doing this this year. So if you're planning on making a special Christmas trip, make sure you realize they are going to be closed. The Ingalls Homestead, depending on the weather, is open for most of October. Then it officially closes October 31st. Now, the office remains open for making reservations for the next year or whatever. You can call and leave a message if they don't pick up. But scheduled activities only go through September 30th. Even after, though, the visitor center / gift shop closes for the year, they still welcome people to pick up a map and walk around the home site. Now, there isn't going to be any activities going on, but if you want to just get the lay of the land, they're fine with that. And the maps are in plastic holders beside the visitor center gift shop doors. Mansfield season ends. It's still open for right now, but it ends November 15th. Winter hours are from November 16th to December 15th. By appointment only, so call ahead, and they will also be having a Christmas event December 6th. Malone closed September 30th, but you can still arrange tours by appointment if the volunteers are available. If you have three or less, they give you a minimum charge of $25, four or more at the regular price, and they give you an email to contact. They also will reopen for their Christmas event December 6th this year, and that's the Christmas with Almanzo event. Spring Valley is only open weekends for the month of October and then closed for the season October 31st. They reopen for Christmas Teas, which is a fundraiser they do every year, and more information about that is available on my blog post. Keystone closes, and that's the Keystone Area Historical Society, where they have a nice display of carry things, closed September 15th, 2014. And for Vinton, they have finished the exterior construction. There's still some interior construction. They're working on turning the former founder's room into sort of an annex of the actual museum, which is right there by the door, and then the actual museum itself is on the third floor. They're still working on getting that set up, but if you want to see what there is, and they will be doing construction work lots of places in the building to repair the damage. So depending on what areas are available will depend what you can see. Okay, so that's end of the year. Next thing, there are two, and I think there's three different scripts that are floating around to be a Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas play. Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas and Little House Little House Christmas. Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas and Little House Christmas are the two that get produced the most. they start doing them real early in the season, and that's why I wanted to include them in tonight's podcast and also have included them on my end of the season post so that you knew they were coming because some of them are pretty early. For example, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, they are doing a Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas. It's by Lori Brooks. They did it last weekend. They'll be doing it next weekend, and that's it. And there's links for finding information out about it again on the blog post. Ashland, Kentucky is going to be doing a Little House Christmas one night only, December 4th. Eau Claire, Wisconsin is doing a Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas December 6th and 7th. Traverse City, Michigan is doing a Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas December 8th. And Knoxville, Tennessee is going to be doing a Laura Ingalls Wilder Christmas December 12th and 13th. Now, these were the ones that I could find, but it's kind of hard to search for this because for some reason, theater companies are not very good about taking down previous shows. So when you search for this, you get a whole bunch that the productions have already come and gone. But those are the ones that I was able to identify. If anybody knows of a production of either show that I haven't included, please let me know. And be sure to check with your local theater company, either community or professional, and see if they'd be interested in doing one of these productions for next year, because they're usually, a lot of times, there are certain plays they do pretty much every Christmas, and they're quite often looking for something new. These are scripts available, rights available. So ask your local theater company if they'd be willing to do it, and maybe your name or maybe your town will be on this list next year. Now, the last thing that I kind of wanted to talk about was sort of the other things that are going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. We've got the Laura Ingalls Wilder MOOC, which is the online class you can take for free with Pamela Hill Smith. That I think this is week 5, and it was supposed to be a 6-week course, so they're about done with it. But it's still going on. Pioneer Girl is supposed to be coming out. They're still doing pre-orders, but it's supposed to be coming out November 20th, and there is, it sounds like there's going to be a new Laura Ingalls Wilder website that you may want to take a look at that's going to be coming online somewhere near the end of the month. And if you haven't yet checked out the Beyond Little House web redesign, you probably want to go ahead and take a look at that. The design format and the technical framework behind the website have all been redone, and I think you'll enjoy looking at it. And I am about out of time, so thank you again for joining me for Trundlebed Tales, and I'm looking forward to doing some more episodes soon, and I hope you've enjoyed them. Have a great and busy November. And remember, we'll try and do December sometime in that last week, because we want to make sure you know all about the stuff that's going on in Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom in December going on.